You are listening to The Dolphin Pod, brought to you by the Dolphin Communication Project and Immersion Presents. Hi, I'm Justin Gregg, your host for The Dolphin Pod. This week's episode features a personal essay about my experiences of swimming with Fungi, the famous solitary dolphin who has been living near the town of Dingle on the west coast of Ireland. Stay tuned for future episodes about lone sociable dolphins and the whale and dolphin watching industry featured this month on The Dolphin Pod. For almost any remote village in the rural expanse of Western Ireland, an extended visit by celebrities like Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman would be cause for excitement and celebration, a guarantee of immediate coverage that, handled properly, could become a tourist industry cash cow for the local community. But for the town of Dingle, in Ireland's westernmost county of Kerry, a visit by Tom and Nicole in 1991, while filming the Hollywood blockbuster Far and Away, hardly raised an eyebrow among the locals. Dingle had found its cash cow 7 years earlier, in 1984, in the form of Fungi, an Atlantic bottlenose dolphin that would become an Irish celebrity of the highest caliber. In the almost 20 years since he first took residence in Dingle Harbor, tens of thousands of people have come to Dingle to be in the presence of this famous dolphin. I, like many before me, had come to Dingle in 2005 to see Fungi with my own eyes. This was something Tom Cruise did during his visit to Dingle over a decade earlier. Unlike Tom, who watched Fungi frolic in the turbid waters of Dingle Bay from the comfort of his private helicopter, I was to view Fungi while submerged in the cold embrace of the Atlantic. I came to swim with Fungi. For reasons I am incapable of articulating, sighting dolphins and whales in the open ocean has always caused me to go slightly giddy. It came as no surprise to old friends when I announced in my late 20s that my newest career choice would see me conducting research on dolphin communication as part of a university degree. My good fortune has allowed me to enter the water with a variety of wild dolphin species across the globe, from the Bahamas to Japan. Although I was living in Ireland at the time, I somehow managed to miss every opportunity to swim with perhaps the most famous of wild dolphins. So I came to Dingle in the autumn of 2005 to rectify this oversight. I accompanied my friend Tim Eckott, a writer working on a book about dolphins, as he plunged deep into the Fungi phenomenon through a series of interviews with local dolphin lovers. Tim made contact with Graham Timmins, the man behind IrishDolphins.com, and someone who we quickly learned was a full-blown Fungi historian. We shared a cup of tea in the garden-hugged house that Graham renovated. It was close to Ventry Bay, and he'd lived there for about 2 decades. Under an expanse of grapevines running along the ceiling of Graham's conservatory, we probed him for information about Fungi, the local community, and the nature of the eccentric people who swarmed to Dingle to swim with this famous dolphin. For some time in the early 90s, Graham was what he called the flavor of the month in the eyes of Fungi. Back then, when swimming with the dolphin was more popular, Fungi had a history of choosing a select few individuals from the throngs of swimmers as his favorites. He turned his attention exclusively in their direction. These favorite few usually fell by the wayside as Fungi's taste changed unpredictably. Graham had not received much personal attention from Fungi in over a decade. Fungi, according to Graham, only had eyes for motorboats these days. Tim and I hope this was not true as we headed toward the pier to prepare for our plunge into the bay. The spectacle of a wild dolphin seeking the company of earthbound humans is truly a rare occurrence. Scientists have compiled a list of around 30 such dolphins over the last few centuries. These solitary, sociable dolphins, the vast majority of which are bottlenose dolphins, actively seek the company of humans and boaters for reasons that remain a mystery to the scientific world. The proper management of both dolphins and swimmers in these situations is hotly debated by marine mammalogists, conservation groups, and dolphin swim enthusiasts. No matter where these dolphins appear, from Ireland to Australia, it is a guarantee that humans will be drawn to them. We met Nick and Suzanne,